Daniel Browning with you. Thanks for your company here on RN. A new documentary film, a decade in the making, tells the story of one relatively young man who struggles to fulfil his destiny as a cultural leader of his people, the Wurundjeri. The award-winning full-length Puduppari and the Rainmakers is set against an epic fight for native title in the great sandy desert region of Western Australia. Another looming threat is the forced closure of Aboriginal communities. Tom Puduppari Lawford grew up in Fitzroy Crossing as part of an activist family. He was just 10 when he joined his elders on the Nookanbar picket line against oil drilling on sacred land. Puduppari and the Rainmakers spans 10 years and shares the history of Puduppari's people, their fight for land rights, and the preservation of their culture. Puduppari has had to confront some demons to fulfil that destiny. At the heart of the story is a sacred waterhole, Gordal, where Puduppari's ancestors have ritually summoned rain for thousands of years.
In 1994, my grandfather, Wirali, his father, took me to their country. They hadn't been back there for 40 years. It was a hard 6-day drive over sand hills and through scrubby bush.
My name's Nicole Ma, and I'm the director of Puduppari and the Rainmakers.
First up, Nicole, let's get straight into it. We all have skeletons in our closet, and Tom Lawford is no exception. How did you go about getting him to be so candid and open in front of camera?
I think it was the length of time that I spent with his family and his community. When I first met him, he was quite reticent. He was intimidating and hard to get to know, and I think quite suspicious of me because I was a stranger, and I kept going back and going back. And over the 10 years, eventually he started to realize I wasn't going away, and I approached him to be the lead character in the film because I found him so fascinating.
These last years have been like a roller coaster ride for me. Sometimes I was on top of the world, but sometimes I found myself in places that I'd rather forget.
Nicole, there's some moments throughout the film that send shivers down the spine. Could you tell during the making of the film that it would have this effect on viewers?
No, I didn't. I didn't have... I had hoped that the film would, you know, connect with audiences, and that's probably why I made it, because I felt I wanted to share my experiences with the people of Australia.
Yep.
But, you know, the moments that were happening that are in the film, they seemed quite natural out in the desert. So I didn't really know until I started to put it together, because making a documentary, it's like sculpting. Mm. You're continually revealing and finding the story. And it was a journey to discover what that story was with the edit. You know, I had three editors, and they worked really hard on it.
I heard about life in the great sandy desert where my family come from. I heard stories about the waterholes that helped them survive. They call them gillas, or living water, but I have never seen them.
Nicole, could you briefly sum up Spider and Dolly, who play an integral role throughout the film?
Spider and Dolly are Tom's grandparents, not in our way, but in the way of his bloodline grandparents are their siblings. So when his own grandfather died, Spider took over the nurturing and teaching of Puduppari. Puduppari, Tom Lawford, I see him as the middle generation between the old people who came out of the desert and lived a traditional life, and the generation that was stolen, which are his parents, his father. And he is dealing with the fallout from that particular history. But also his grandparents are still alive, and so they are able to teach him the culture, and perhaps we could say that he was redeemed by the culture by the end of the film.
My other grandfather, old Spider, he was different. He told stories all the time, and he still does. Together with his wife, Dolly, they are living here in Fitzroy Crossing for many years. Ever since I was a young boy, Spider was always singing. Singing and dancing at all our community festivals. It was always about Burau and the Great Sandy Desert. The country that he was forced to leave after the Gadia came, the white man.
With such a long, 2001 to now, when putting together this film, Nicole, how did you maintain focus and a love for the subject when it stretched out over such a long duration?
Oh, I think it's the people. I mean, I really fell in love with Dolly and Spider, and I just loved their worldview, and it was not something that I had experienced before living in the city. Mm-hmm. I was really a city girl. So when I went there and they took me out in the desert and I was very unfamiliar with camping and living out in the open, they helped me feel the freedom and the profound connection that they had with country. And it was not something that I had experienced because I have a very diverse background, Chinese and Australian. And I wanted to explore the meaning of home through them because they just had this innate connection with their country. And it was, it was just their home, and there was just no doubt about it. And I wanted to find out, what that was. Interviewing someone like Tom, I had to really be present with him so that he knew that I was really listening to him and understanding what he was saying. And that's why I think eventually he opened up and was willing to share, quite an intimate part of his life with the audience. It's a very courageous thing for him to do.
My dad used to drink a lot in town. He used to come home drunk and picking a fight for sometimes with mom. When he'd come home, he'd come staggering through the door and shouting at us, calling our names. And me and my sisters would look at each other like, my God, he's drunk again, And we're like, what are we gonna do? And feeling like as soon as we hear one big bang, we just jump and we run out of the house.
Essentially, Putupari and the Rainmakers is about the history of a select mob from that area of Western Australia. It's about native title and it's about the passing on of culture. Is that correct?
That's correct. I also think it's about this point in time, which is very important for that particular mob because they're old people are passing away. Dolly in the film, the grandmother, she passed away recently. So Tom's generation are the next ones coming up and he has to take the reins up. He has been given a lot of knowledge and he's continually learning. And as he says, a lot of times he's a rainmaker in the making. And it's important, I think, for us as Australians to realise that his generation, they need our support, just to respect the culture and let them do what they need to do to keep the culture and traditions going. And for us to realise that actually it's a very different worldview and we can't expect them to fit into our box of what we believe or want them to behave like, in the communities because they need to be free to do what they need to do.
After making this film, Nicole, what can you confidently share about Aboriginal culture? What have you learnt in relation to culture and connection to country?
Total respect. I just have total respect for my friends in the Kimberley. I haven't, unfortunately, met a lot of other Aboriginal groups and language groups, but I would like to. But what I have learned is that, that a great, great respect for the culture and how deep it is and complex. You know, I've spent 10, 12 years with them and I just touched the tip of the iceberg. Mm. I have to say I don't think I know very much, and I'm so happy that I had Spider and Dolly and Tom to guide me. Otherwise, I definitely would not have been able to make this film without their cooperation and actual, with Tom, collaboration, because he guided me in what was the right thing and wrong thing to say and do.
You touched on it before, but what strikes me about this film is, you know, that culture and ceremony aren't censored, and the knowledges and practices almost overwhelm when presented on screen.
They are, yes, really amazingly strong and just very profound, you know. And when you start to learn about it, how it's all connected to the country and how everything is connected, you know, the song to the country to the people, and how they're all, the relationships are reciprocal. And I think, going back to what you asked me about what I've learned that there's a reciprocal relationship between humans and the country, and without, one cannot do without the other one. And that's what Spider taught me about Goral, you know, because the snake spirit depends on humans to clean him out and keep the country clear. Mm. And in return, he gives them food and rain and water, and all the animals come. So it's a reciprocal relationship between nature and humans. And I think in our modern society, we have lost that link.
It's good to see the rain. It means Goral is still alive.
That's the director of Pudupari and the Rainmakers, Nicole Maher, and she was speaking with Rico Udren. The film goes to air this Sunday, the 13th of March, on NITV at 9:30 p.m.